May 20, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, The Day of the Lord. Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, fill me with your Spirit and remind me daily of the words I am about to read in Scripture today. Read Joel chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. An army of locusts. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, like dawn spreading across the mountains. A large and mighty army comes, such as never was in ancient times, nor ever will be in ages to come. Before them fire devours, behind them a flame blazes. Before them the land is like the Garden of Eden, behind them a desert waste. Nothing escapes them. They have the appearance of horses. They gallop along like cavalry. With a noise like that of chariots, they leap over the mountaintops, like a crackling fire consuming stubble, like a mighty army drawn up for battle. At the sight of them, nations are in anguish. Every face turns pale. They charge like warriors. They scale walls like soldiers. They all march in line, not swerving from their course. They do not jostle each other. Each marches straight ahead. They plunge through defenses without breaking ranks. They rush upon the city. They run along the wall. They climb into the houses. Like thieves, they enter through the windows. Before them, the earth shakes. The heavens tremble. The sun and moon are darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number, and mighty is the army that obeys his command. The day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. Who can endure it? Reflect. Can you think of a time when you were shaken to the core? What happened? How did you respond at the time, and what impact has it had on you since? Until December 26, 2004, most people in the West had not heard the word tsunami. However, the catastrophe triggered by the powerful earthquake in the Indian Ocean that day brought tsunami, an unstoppable, enormous wave of devastating destruction, into common parlance. In the same way, the day of the Lord can produce a vivid and fearful effect. The day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. Who can endure it? But what is the prophet describing here? Is it an irresistible military invasion? Is it the locust plague, referred to as an army in verse 25? Is it the army of the Lord? In Israel's collective memory, it is all these things and many other traumas. There is not always a direct correlation between disaster and God's judgment on human sin. Jesus made this very clear to his contemporaries. See Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 5. However, whenever disaster strikes, it is a wake-up call. As C.S. Lewis wrote in The Problem of Pain, 1940, God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. Apply. Take time to bring before God any disturbing and challenging situations in your life. What might he be saying to you through them? Closing prayer. Please help me to hear your voice in the calamities of my life, Lord. Help me to look to you, to discern your will, and to please you.